Hello everyone, it's Tom here again with another Open Country audio walk. I've donned my flat cap once again and this time I'm taking you on another one of my favourite walks, not just through lockdown but of all time, to be quite honest. I've been lucky enough to live in the town of Rawdon, which is in between Leeds and Bradford, all of my life, and this is one of the walks that I do just to get away from it all. I'm really lucky that Rawdon is both quite close to the local amenities, but it's also very rural as well. So today I'm taking you up Rawdon Billing, which is a lovely little hill, about 5 minutes walk from where I live. And once we cross over the threshold into the fields, it feels like you could be in another world. So thank you once again for joining me, and I look forward to sharing the sights, sounds and smells of this, one of my favourite walks of all time. I've begun my walk by walking up past the local cricket club. And it's always a lovely sight when you pass the cricket club, because beyond it you just see the green fields and trees of the rural landscape beyond. On the right hand side there's also a little fishing pond as well, known as Rawdon Lido. Back in my childhood days you could actually go into the water's edge and have a wander round, but the local fishing club have now cordoned it off and unfortunately can't get to it anymore. So the next part of my walk is going to take us across the fields and up the hill, and eventually we'll come out at the trig point on top of Rawdon Billing, which is not only the highest point in the Leeds district, it's also, I know I'm biased, but it gives you the best views, I think, across both the Wharfe and Aire valleys down towards Leeds city centre that you can get anywhere in this local area. I've now made it to the top of Rawdon Billing and the trig point, a little white conical stone that stands proud on the top, which used to be used to measure the contours of the land before the modern technology came in. Now it's quite exposed here, so I do apologise if you get a bit of wind noise distortion, but I'll do my best to try and deflect the wind noise away as much as I possibly can. As I said on the way up, it's a view that I never personally get tired of. In the direction that I'm looking in at the moment, you can see the three key power stations of the M62 corridor, which is Ferrybridge, Egborough and Drax. In the other direction, I can see Emley Mast, which is currently being accompanied by its temporary replacement, because I think the main mast itself is going through a bit of refurbishment works. I can also see the buildings of Leeds city centre, Bridgewater Place, the Town Hall Tower, which is currently clad in scaffolding, and also some of the university buildings as well. If I look in the opposite direction, I can see Cuckridge Tower, which is another telecommunications mast. And on a clear day, there is a myth that you can see York Minster, but it's actually the hill that Cuckridge Tower is built on that masks that. What people can actually see is Ripon Cathedral. And again, on a clear day, you can even see beyond that to the White Horse on the North York Moors. Unfortunately, it's a bit cloudy and hazy today, so I can't see that. As I turn round past the hill that just masks Leeds Bradford Airport from view, you can see right down the Wharfe Valley towards Ilkley Moor and Beamsley Beacon. And it's lovely just to come up here and just look at the view, because even though I've been coming up here since I was, as they say, knee-high to a grasshopper, I see new things every single time that I come here. So I'm going to just take a few moments to have a look round, and then we'll continue on our walk, which is going to take us through a wonderful field of cows and then eventually to the perimeter fence of Leeds Bradford Airport. On the last audio walk I did, I was blessed with seeing lots of different types of wildlife, from a roe deer to a stoat to even a little goldcrest. Now, I'm not really expecting to see a huge amount of wildlife on today's walk in particular, because it is quite exposed. I have seen a flock of black-headed gulls and a few crows hanging around, but I think the main aspect of the wildlife that I'm going to see on this stretch of the walk is a herd of cows, which are noisily nibbling at the grass. You may even be able to hear one scratching itself on the gate that I'm about to go through. Hopefully it'll move out the way as it sees me coming. I've now come to the other side of the gate from the field where the cows were. I'm sure you can imagine the pungent smell, and it was quite boggy underfoot as well after the recent rainfall. To be honest, I'm really glad that I've been wearing my sturdy walking boots. But now I've come into a much drier field that's a field full of meadow grass, which is waving beautifully in the breeze. It's a field that, believe it or not, only a few weeks ago was completely bare. It's amazing with the right conditions weather-wise how quickly this grass grows. And it's in this field that I remember as a young lad coming on a little bit of a treasure hunt to find broken bits of pot pipe after the field had been ploughed. It was lovely to walk through those fields with the sound of the swishing grass underneath my feet, and also a couple of skylarks and the peewit of a lapwing overhead as well. My walk now has taken me to the perimeter fence of Leeds Bradford Airport, which is famed for being the highest airport in the country. So once again, I do apologise if you have a bit of wind noise in the background. This place has been eerily quiet over the last few months, with planes being grounded. I'm so used to hearing a constant whir from this place of just the general noise of aviation. But as I say, over the last few months, it's just been deadly quiet. The drone has subtly returned, but it's still not back to its booming best. Leeds Bradford Airport is really good in terms of the perimeters for keeping it nice and wildlife friendly. There's quite a few elder bushes and gorse bushes emitting beautiful smells, and the wire fence, although topped with barbed wire, is underneath, similarly to the barbed wire, is covered with prickly brambles. And this is one of my favourite spots for coming to pick blackberries during the autumn. I'm still following the perimeter fence of the airport, but I've found a nice sheltered spot which should hopefully be nice and sheltered from the breeze. It's lovely, there's really tall bracken, which is as tall as me, and I'm 6'2". As I was growing up, I remember yellowhammer nesting in the trees and bushes around here. Unfortunately, in recent years, they seem to have gone, but they were here once, and I'd love to see them again here another time. Despite that drone from the airport, the sound of the birds and the wildlife still manages to burst through. I've heard quite a few crickets in the long grass as I've been walking down. It's lovely to hear. The area of wasteland that I've now got on my left-hand side actually used to be a place that you could pull up in the car and watch the planes. They've since cordoned it off and left it to go back to nature. There's still a few tyres and things that people have fly-tipped over the years, but thankfully nature is now reclaiming the space. It's got happy memories for me because I used to come up here with my dad and watch Concorde take off and land a few times, and also the other planes as well. As well as a rather loud blackbird, you may also be able to hear the hum of a road in the distance. My walk is now taking me away from Leeds Bradford Airport and towards the locally renowned fish and chip restaurant Murgatroyd's. I'll be walking along the roadside for a little bit, and then I'm going to rejoin the fields at the base of the other side of the billing and then walk back over, back towards home. So the next time you hear from me, hopefully all the road noise will be nicely out of the way and we can enjoy the sights, sounds and smells of the billing and the surrounding farmland once again. I've now left the road behind and once again I'm back in beautiful farmland, and apart from what sounds like a pile driver, which seems to have been a constant companion on my walk so far, caught on the prevailing breeze, apart from the sound of the wind rustling through the grass and the trees, it's back into lovely, peaceful nature. The field that I'm actually walking through now is awash with thistles, and despite having to watch every footstep, as per usual I'm wearing shorts, I've got to be very careful of the prickly spines, it's lovely to see that wash of purple flowers and every so often the flash of a bumblebee making the most of the nectar. My walk's now going to take me back up onto the billing through more fields just like this one, and when we reach the top again I'm going to enter into a lovely wooded area which used to be a quarry which has long since been left to go back to nature. Must be the first plane I've heard take off from Leeds Bradford Airport in a while. I've now made it to the heart of the wood on the top of Rawdon Billing, which is pockmarked from what used to be a thriving quarrying industry up here. It's hard to believe now in this serene landscape of beech, sycamore and oak trees, with the dappled light shining through onto the grass below. The Billing does have a lot of history surrounding it, and one of, I don't know whether it's a myth or reality, I've never been able to work it out, but they say that the two lions carved out of Yorkshire stone that stand proud outside Leeds Town Hall were actually quarried right here on the Billing. As I say, whether it's true or not, I don't know, but it is a nice story to tell. Another story that this hill holds is that during the war, a German fighter plane was shot down on one of the fields. It was trying to get to Leeds Bradford Airport, which was just a small airfield at the time, but it was shot down just before it could get there. There also used to be a house on the south side of the hill, but the people that built it couldn't get planning permission for it, so before they could even live in it, it had to be demolished. It really is a fascinating place. As I stand here under the trees, I can just see a woodpecker. It hasn't made a noise yet, but it's just stroking its beak across one of the branches of the trees, obviously searching for some food. I often come up here after dark because I know every single footpath and I know every little place where I can put my feet. It's somewhere that I come even without a torch. And it's lovely just to be at one with the nature around here. You can often hear tawny owls hooting, and if you hit the right note, you can hoot back to them and you can have a little conversation. There was one time that I came up here and I was actually followed all the way around my walk by a curious fox. Every time I turned round to look where it had gone, it would hunker down into the grass, as if to say, you can't see me. As diverse as this place is for both wildlife and history, it's also a diverse place of memories for me. As I look back over the years, there's always something that I pass by that triggers another memory from days gone by. Just before I make my way back down off the Billing towards the cricket club and back home, I'm going to stop off at another viewpoint which looks over the other side of the Billing towards Bradford and the moors beyond. I don't know about you, but I think this wind's picking up, so it's probably not a bad idea to start heading back home now. But before I do, I just want to share one last viewpoint with you. It's probably my favourite viewpoint on the Billing, as you can see for miles around and there's lots of different things to look at. I'm actually sitting on what used to be a war bunker. It's since been derelict, but the base stones are still here. And it's a wonderful vantage point to watch sunsets. And also, on balmy early summer evenings, I often sit here and watch bats circling overhead. In one direction, I'm looking up the Wharfe Valley over Ilkley Moor, and eventually up to the summit of Beamsley Beacon. And the other way, you can see down into the Aire Valley of Bingley and Keighley, and just poking up above one of the hills in the valley beyond is the looming shape of the chimney of Lister's Mill. And on the far horizon, I can see a line of windmills, of wind turbines, that actually are on the Yorkshire-Lancashire border, which just shows how far I can actually see from here. A lot closer to me at the bottom of the hill is another little lagoon, and it's another one of the quarry pits that have been filled in by water. It's now a turquoise haven for wildlife, lined with reeds, trees and a few lovely looking houses as well, and also the local model boat club. But believe it or not, at one point it's at least 100 metres deep, which is hard to believe looking at it on a serene day like today. I wonder what lurks in the depths below. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with that thought as I now head back down off the Billing, back through the trees, across the fields, and down past the cricket club back home. But thank you very much for listening to this audio walk from Open Country again today. I hope to speak to you again in the not too distant future.